Yes, said Granny. She licked her thumb decorously and turned the page. Where's my Grat gone? She's having a lie down in the cabin, said Granny, without looking up. Tummy upset. Nah, it's her head this time. Now be quiet, Gither, I'm having a read. What about? Said Nanny cheerfully. Granny Weatherwax sighed and put her finger on the page to mark her place. This place we're going to, she said. Genua. Desiderata says it's decadent. Nanny Ogg's smile remained fixed. Oh, yes, she said. That's good, is it? I've never been to a city before. Granny Weatherwax paused. She'd been pondering for some while. She wasn't at all certain about the meaning of the word decadent. She'd dismissed the possibility that it meant having 10 teeth in the same sense that Nanny Ogg, for example, was unident. Whatever it meant, it was something Desiderata had felt necessary to write down. Granny Weatherwax did not generally trust books as a means of information, but now she had no choice. She had a vague idea that decadent had something to do with not opening the curtains all day. She says it's also a city of art, wit, and culture, said Granny. Oh, we shall be all right there, then, said Nanny, confidently. Particularly noted for the beauty of its women, she says here. We shall fade right in, no trouble. Granny turned the pages carefully. Desiderata had paid close attention to affairs all over the disc. On the other hand, she hadn't been writing for readers other than herself, so her notes tended to the cryptic and were aide-memoir rather than coherent accounts. Granny read, Now L rules the city as the power behint the throne, and Baron S, they say, has been killed, drowned in the river. He was a wicked man, though not, I think, as wicked as L, for she says she wants to make it a magic kingdom, a happy and peaceful place, and when people do that, look out for spies on every corner, and no man dare speak out, for who dares speak out against evil done in the name of happiness and peace? All the streets are clean and axes are sharp, but E is safe, at least, for now L has plans for her. And Mrs. G, who was the Baron's amour, hides in the swamp and fights back with swamp magic. But you cannot fight mirror magic, which is all reflection. Fairy godmothers came in twos, Granny knew. So that was Desiderata and L. But who was this person in the swamp?
Gither, said Granny.
Was that?
Said Nanny Ogg, who was dozing off.
Desiderata says some woman here is someone's armour.
Oh, it's probably a metaphor, said Nanny Ogg.
Oh, said Granny darkly. One of them things.
But no one can stop Mardi Gras, she read. If anything can be done, it be on Samedi Nuit Mort, the last night of Carnivale, the night halfway between the living and the dead, when magic flows in the streets. If L is vulnerable, it is then, for Carnivale is everything she hates. Granny Weatherwax pulled her hat down over her eyes to shield them from the sun.
It says here they have a great big carnival every year, she said. Mardi Gras, it's called.
That means fat lunchtime, said Nanny Ogg, international linguist. Garcon, et cetera gross mint tulip avec petit bowl de peanuts, pour favor.
Granny Weatherwax shut the book. She would not, of course, admit it to a third party, least of all another witch, but as Genua drew nearer, Granny was becoming less and less confident. She was waiting in Genua, after all this time, staring at her out of the mirror, smiling. The sun beat down. She tried defying it. Sooner or later, she was going to have to give in, though. It was going to be time to remove another vest. Nanny Ogg sat and drew cards for her relatives for a while, and then yawned. She was a witch who liked noise and people around her. Nanny Ogg was getting bored. It was a big boat, more like a floating inn, and she felt certain there was some excitement somewhere. She laid her bag on her seat and wandered away to look for it. The trolls plodded on. The sun was red, fat, and low when Granny Weatherwax awoke. She looked around guiltily from the shelter of her hat brim in case anyone had noticed her asleep. Falling asleep during the day was something only old women did, and Granny Weatherwax was an old woman only when it suited her purposes.